First of all, thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for leading us towards the prioritization of the discussion on the way forward. And thank you also for this draft, which appears to be an attempt to strike a balance between the views of a growing majority of states without ignoring the concerns of the remaining delegations. We associate ourselves with the positions expressed by Sierra Leone on behalf of our group of 11 states. I wish to take the floor in my national capacity to strongly support your vision, which is shared by the vast majority of delegations, that the GGE should be empowered with a stronger mandate that will do justice to the progress of our work. We welcome the recommendation to adopt a political declaration in December as an intermediate step, a signpost of progress, so to speak. We see no impediment to adopting one at the review conference. With regard to the question of one delegation regarding the utility of such a declaration, we wish to stress that there is intrinsic value in reaffirming the understandings and the agreements on which consensus has already been achieved at a political level. Such reaffirmation demonstrates our common commitment to strengthening the arms control and disarmament regime and upholding the humanitarian imperative. Equally important, it strengthens the credibility of the CCW. We agree that part of our mandate has been to recommend on options related to autonomous weapon systems. It is true that there have been several options in this regard that have been raised throughout the GGE process, but we know that not all options are created equal. In our deliberations for the past 5 years under this current mandate, there has been strong coalescence towards the idea that an instrument legally binding for us in the majority, or a set of rules for some, is the ultimate objective. We see the language on the recommendation for a negotiation mandate as a balanced way forward that reflects this emerging consensus. We disagree strongly with suggestions that we encapsulate our next mandate in the current language of, quote, to clarify, consider, or develop, end quote. We disagree even more strongly with suggestions that the GGE just roll over its current mandate. These approaches are unhelpful, and they do not do justice to the progressive nature of the CCW and the urgency of addressing the risks associated with autonomous weapon systems. We disagree that this GGE has been unable to conclude its current mandate. We believe that to a very significant degree, this GGE process has borne fruits that are already ripe for picking. We note comments made by some delegations regarding the vagueness of the instrument that is referred to in your draft in the proposed negotiation mandate. We also note that such measure of ambiguity is not without precedence, as we have seen in the mandate to negotiate Protocol 5. At any rate, we support a clearer articulation of this negotiation mandate and to specify that the goal should be towards the development of a legally binding instrument. We disagree that the negotiation must lead to a mere compendium of applicable international law. Such a compilation gives the impression that international law as it stands is already sufficient to govern autonomous weapon systems. We know that the overwhelming sense of this GGE is that IHL is international humanitarian law may be applicable, but it is not enough, and that given the sui generis nature of autonomous weapon systems, we need to develop new law that draws not only from legal consideration, but also from ethical perspectives. We have also heard suggestions for the establishment of an independent multidisciplinary experts group. We wish to stress that any discussions with regard to autonomous weapon systems must always be inclusive. We stress that expert discussions have already been undertaken in the context of meetings of experts convened by the Friends of the Chair before the GGE. And there is likewise sufficient material from the UNESCO recommendations on the ethics of artificial intelligence that the next iteration of the GGE can already draw from in their negotiations. Finally, Mr. Chair, I wish to stress that the vast majority of delegations in this GGE have already exercised a significant measure of flexibility and openness to the concerns of the remaining delegations. We are encouraged by the flexibility and openness expressed by many delegations this afternoon, and we invite the remaining ones to work for a constructive outcome in the same spirit. While there remain some differences regarding labels, it appears that there is general agreement that we need a robust mandate that would lead to a focused and outcome-oriented endeavor. With good faith and creativity, we should be able to bridge our positions by Wednesday towards that goal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.